From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, Firefox 3. I'm Mike Pesca. It's Thursday, June 19th. You know, Firefox, the web browser. Did you think I meant Firefox, the Clint Eastwood movie? You know, where a pilot is sent into the Soviet Union on a mission to steal a prototype fighter jet that can partially be controlled by a Neuralink? Were you thinking of that Firefox? Isn't it funny when things pop up in the news and you're like, wait a minute, like the old movie from the 80s? It recently happened when the governor of New York, Eliot Spitzer, got enmeshed in a prostitution scandal, and the name of the prostitution ring was the Emperor's Club. And for a second, I bet a lot of people thought, wait a minute, like the Kevin Kline movie, wherein he is a kindly high school teacher? Oh no, not that Emperor's Club. It's harder to predict where current movies will one day wind up in another context. Although, if I were to look into my crystal ball, I wouldn't be surprised if some future administration were, in fact, felled by the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Though you never know. Drugs, gambling, and horse deaths are at issue today when Congress considers thoroughbred racing. I'll talk with Alex Waldrop of the National Thoroughbred Racing Association. And news out of Afghanistan says the Taliban is making a comeback. But a Harvard senior fellow says, don't call it a comeback. So we'll talk with Professor LL Cool J. No, actually, he's a different guy, but he's counted all the insurgencies, and he has some really interesting statistics. He thinks just a matter of time before the Taliban is crushed. And we'll have Nerdfest Throwdown 2008 when I battle BPP editor Trish McKinney in a vocab tournament. Play at home if you circumnavigate. All that plus today's headlines and the word on the new Firefox web browser in just a minute. But first, 383 cases of salmonella linked to tomatoes. That's the new number released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention yesterday. The outbreak stretches across 30 states and the District of Columbia.
We do not think the outbreak is over.
That's Dr. Robert Toks of the CDC. The new number is an increase of more than 100 cases over what was known earlier this week. Toks says that most of those got sick weeks ago, and the jump is due to better reporting and testing. At least 48 victims have been hospitalized, the CDC says. No deaths have officially been blamed on the outbreak, but a salmonella infection may have been a factor in the death of a Texas man also suffering from cancer. The FDA is warning consumers against eating the potential bad tomatoes, raw red plum, red Roma, and round red tomatoes grown in Florida or Mexico. David Acheson is tracking the outbreak for the FDA. He spoke with NPR yesterday.
Tracking tomatoes is really hard because there are so many different arms and legs to tomato supply chains. I want to raise certainly that the possibility that we may not identify a farm where this happened.
Acheson talked about tomato forensics, which got us here at the BPP excited about the idea of tomato CSI. It does not involve David Caruso in any way, and it pretty much goes like this. Investigators follow an ever-branching chain, from sick person to the restaurant or grocer where they got their tomato. Then they track down each of that restaurant or grocer's many suppliers. Then it goes to each of those suppliers' many distributors.
And you go back to a distributor and you say, well, where do you get your tomatoes from? And they say, well, in this time frame, we usually get them from these four growers. The web widens.
Townsend Daltrey and the boys commenting, though not actually in the room while Acheson was speaking. Acheson says the many distributors and the perishability of tomatoes add to the mystery of the outbreak's origins. You can go to the NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with a man currently pumping his fists in the control booth, the BPP's Matt Martinez.